Today's scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who desires all man to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and the members of 11,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN viewers. In this message, I'll talk about Korean churches and overseas ministry, the second prayer title of 2017. On page 2 of our weekly bulletins, we have all-time prayer titles of the church. The second one is National Evangelization and World Mission. The second prayer title of 2017, Korean Churches and Overseas Ministry, is like a signal for receiving the answer for the second all-time prayer title of this church that we've been praying for the past 34 years. Of course, it doesn't mean everything will be accomplished overnight. 2017 will be a beginning point, and the fruits will be born gradually. Now, what's the meaning of Father God giving us such a prayer title for 2017? It means the holiness gospel and ministry of power are desperate need, not only in Korea, but also all over the world. But no matter how desperately they need us, we cannot go out unless we are ready. So, God's giving us this prayer title, in retrospect, means that we become ready to go out to Korean churches and for world ministry. In 2017, everything will be revealed to a significant extent to include the power of recreation, pastors and workers who are ready to go out for national and world evangelization, and money to finance this ministry. All these things will be consolidated in working together. And as years go by, we will see greater and more explosive outcomes. Now, once prayer titles are given, then you need new ones, right? But it took 40 years for people to, you know, to go to the land of Canaan. It took years, many, many years. And once Father God gives us in a prayer title, then we have to be ready for it, to accomplish it. Sometimes it takes a couple of years. Sometimes others need like 20, 30 years. There are prayer titles like that. At the end, the 6,000-year human cultivation will be wrapped up wonderfully, and the providence of God will be fulfilled, as said in today's scripture, 1 Timothy 2:4, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God the Father has been searching for a pastor and church and members that can accomplish God's great plan according to His heart and will. And as the fruit, He has gained the pastor, church, and members that can fulfill this duty. And Man Min, we will play the main roles. I'll now explain to you about how we will accomplish this God-given mission from 2017 on. Through this message, may you make up your mind to come forth as completely prepared vessels. For you are pastors, workers, and members of the church that has the precious duty of God. I pray in the name of our Lord. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, we often say sins are prevalent in this generation. In fact, today, we don't even have to compare this generation with that of 30 or 40 years ago. We can just compare 5 or 10 years or just a couple of years ago to realize that this world is being stained by sin and evil so rapidly. Now, think about politics and economics of this country. So chaotic. There seems to be no way out. Politicians, including the president, there is no way out. There seems to be no way out. For 11 days, I prayed with tears for the president. For 10 days. And I had to control. But like more than a million people gathered to ask an impeachment. So I had to shed tears for all day long. Now, those people who asked for impeachment, now I would like to ask whether they shed tears for the country and for the president. What about you, our members? You have to shed tears for the country, for the president who was selected by Korean people. You should. Because the president was selected by us. And how she ended up becoming like this. And all the politicians should wake up. And they have to have new plan. Now, where can we find a good candidate to become a president? It's hard to find such, you know, proper person. A proper man. The one who truly loves the people, the one we can respect and love, even though we cannot find one. Especially Christians should pray so that one who are close to it should be president. The one without any selfish motives, who can sacrifice himself for the country. I cannot find such a person. I think I can find one who is very close. But if I say it, if I mention it, you know, I can't. I think you know of him. You know, he mentioned it and he is loved by people. Because he, you know, the person is so good. I think you know whom I'm talking about. I don't watch TV, but, you know, out of curiosity, I asked people around me, you know, what's happening? Because it's on news all every day. And become members in church that has precious duty of God. I pray in the name of our Lord. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we often say sins are prevalent in this generation. In fact, today, we don't even have to compare this generation with that of 30 or 40 years ago. We can just compare 5 or 10 or just a couple of years ago to realize that this world is being stained by sin and evil so rapidly. Seeing the news, there are so many unimaginable things taking place, by which we end up wondering how these things really taking place. But these things are not just happening among the unbelievers, also called the world. Things that we cannot even mention are happening even among Christians and Korean churches. They are things that even the unbelievers would criticize. So the number of Christians is on the decline, and churches have to worry about just holding on to the members rather than growth. God had me prepare to go out to the Korean churches for a long time now. He said, I will see unimaginable sins in the church community once I begin my ministry. And this is the reality today. For this reason, there are some Christians who say, we need purification. There is a growing desire among the Christians that there has to be a change. Brothers and sisters, when Christianity was growing up rapidly in the 70s and 80s, the Christians played the role of light and salt of the world. Korea has many Confucius-related cultures, and yet Christianity made great revival because the Christians set a good example in the general public. Churches were opening on every corner, and we could see many wall posters and placards about revival meetings. Christians listened to the Word of God, and they were blessed in revival meetings, and churches were growing. It was despite the fact that people then were not as rich as we are now, and economically it was hard for everybody. The number of Christians in Korea reached 10 million. We had the golden era of church history in Korea. As we believed in and sought God, they were blessed. This led to blessing on a national scale too. Korea experienced such rapid economic growth. That was unprecedented in human history. After the Korean War, the whole country was devastated. However, in a very short period of time, Korea made rapid economic growth. But from 2000s, churches in Korea began to face a difficult time. The material affluence caused spiritual laziness. The waves of sins came into Korean churches. The blessing of wealth makes people change. The Christianity was growing up in Europe, but when people became rich, they were drenched in the world, and they gradually left the church, and churches had to close down. You could see it in history. But not even need to mention in the United States. You know, Father God had to save, you know, more than 7 billion people. So Father God make, you know, poor people and make them rich. Those rich people go to the way of death. But Father God chose a poor nation and helped them listen to the gospel and accomplish revival. Recently, I think you heard it in Mami Magazine, the Christianity is reviving in Africa. In Asia, in Africa, relatively poor countries are very eager to accept in Christianity. But when those nations become rich, you know, they set apart from Christianity. I'm so sorry to say this. When Father God blessed them, they distance themselves from Father God, even though they have to come even closer to God, and they lost their faith. The material affluence caused spiritual laziness, and the waves of sins came into Korean churches. Many immoral things that were taking place in churches came into light. Many conflicts and hostility toward each other among the churches disgraced the image of this Christianity. With nobody playing a pivotal role, church communities separated from one another. Now we don't have big Christian events or united meetings anymore. There were also false heresy accusations against some churches, and many internal conflicts and problems arose in megasized churches. They hindered the work of evangelization. Furthermore, those things caused even the existing Christians to leave the church. As a result, from the mid-2000s, we saw the image of Christianity was significantly deteriorated, and we are facing actual decrease in the number of Christians. In fact, many churches are closing, and the number of members in churches has declined. Instead, the numbers for other religions were rising. In this situation, Korean churches should have come to their senses and tried to recover the fundamentals of their faith. But rather, they compromised with the world even more. They just wanted to take it easy in their faith, since an evil of the world came into churches even more. And now, they are no different from non-Christians. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this to criticize churches in Korea. It's just that we have to clearly understand the current state and discern the will of God and recover our faith. Some Christians who remain awakened are sharing this kind of idea. In this chaotic situation, some Christians want somebody to play the pivotal role in purifying the churches and to bring up a revival in this nation once again. Nevertheless, they know it's not easy, and they want somebody who has the power and authority to do it. Now, is this kind of trend among the Christians found only in Korea? In some countries and even on continents, Christianity is experiencing revival. But generally, forces of Antichrist are expanding at an expeditious rate. Expansion of Islam is also a problem. But the expansion of the forces of the Antichrist affects not only non-Christians, but it especially imposes threats to Christians. Because many Christians are deceived by the schemes of the Antichrist and they leave God. Increasingly, more people leave the church, and the secularization in the church is accelerating too. Just a small number of pastors who are on the alert are trying to stop this flow with all their strength. But at this end time, what can we stop this flow with? As in John 4:48, Jesus said, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." There must be works of God's power that can prove God is alive. Also, not only in the past, but in the 60s and 50s, when there was a gift, healing gift meetings, so many people became Christians. Pastors didn't manifest the power of God. They just had the gift of healing. If mommy members were there, there would be great revival. Back then, we didn't have many hospitals. Those sick people had to take traditional medicine, medicine. Only the wealthy people could afford a hospital. They sought for God when they got sick, and so many people sought for God in the church. Back then, when they heard the news about power of God, they gathered. They came. Senior Deaconess Hyun Shin Ae, I know her well, but she didn't have any power of God. She just had the gift of healing. And with that only, she traveled to preach the gospel all over the world. And I was a novice Christian. And she couldn't even control a demon-possessed man. She asked people to, the demon-possessed man go out. All she had to do is just be quiet, commanding. Demon-possessed man, make noise to hinder the revival meeting, but she couldn't control it. In this case, in the case of this church, you know, such demon-possessed people cannot do anything in this church. And I couldn't see people who were healed of, you know, cancer. Someone healed of cancer. And I recall that, you know, even I became a Christian, there was a testimony of a man who was healed of cancer. And that testimony was heard all the time. And then there was the cancer inside a sealed in a glass. And that testimony was shared and introduced all the time for many, many years. Well, in Mamin Church, we have new testimonies all every day. Right? We always come up with new testimonies, and we cannot even, you know, introduce all of them because there are too many. So anyway, I feel sorry for her because, you know, I didn't receive her prayer to be healed, but I went to her church and I met God and I was healed. So I liked her because of that fact.
And
you remember, you know, she visited this church when we had the old sanctuary, and then she asked for help many times, and then we, you know, helped her a lot. You have to stay away from those who ask for money, especially Christians. You shouldn't deal with it. You should set yourself apart from money. You know, there are people who got no gifts or power, but they ask for money though. Till now, I've never asked for money after I healed people. No way, huh? For the last 34 years. Have I ever asked you money? Have I asked you that, you know, this is the terminal disease, so you were healed and so you have to give money? Have I ever asked you like that? So you shouldn't be dealing with money, okay? And there is corruption when there is something involved with money. Think about the politics. When it is a matter of, you know, money, you know, this chaotic situation began. And, you know, her people try to do, you know, those things out of their greed. You know, if there is no benefit of money, such people would not gather around her. Only those people who loved the country and people would have been around her. There must be the words with authority that can penetrate even to the division of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow. Because our Lord said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. So there must be works of God's power that can prove God is alive. There must be the words with the authority that can penetrate even to the division of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow. Not only the power of God, they need the word. But the question is, where can we find these? That's why pastors around the world with thirsty souls are seeking the word that has the authority and the power of God. So when the end time comes, those selected people are revealed to us. When they go to pastor seminar, those pastors and bishops gather, and they try to listen to our holiness gospel and learn it. You heard it, you know it. Christianity as a whole is in desperate need of help all over the world. And because God the Father knew about this flow at the end time, He made the provisions too. Even though the enemy devil and Satan tried to disturb the kingdom of God with all their might and power, everything will be done within God's providence after all. God has been preparing and planning for this end time since long ago. God of justice keeps the rules of justice himself too. Therefore, it doesn't just fulfill something with his power overnight. So according to the rules of justice, he has been preparing his instrument that will fulfill the providence of God, standing against the enormous forces of the enemy, devil, and Satan. It's a church that has all the following criteria: undeniable works of power, spiritual messages that can change the hearts of men, spiritual warriors who will participate in the ministry of power, the money to finance these powerful ministries, and the members that pray and obey. These five conditions: the undeniable works of power, spiritual message that can change the hearts of men, spiritual warriors who will participate in the ministry of power, from those who are standing on the rock and who enter the Spirit and Holy Spirit, those people I'm talking about. Recently, in 2 weeks, pastors visited 10 countries, more than 10 countries. Pastor Hee-sun Lee, Pastor Soo-jin Lee, Pastor Gil Tae-sik, Pastor Myung-ho Chung.
이렇게 그러니까 이런 분들이 좀 세계 선교를 이루지 않습니까?
They are visiting many countries.
얼마 많은 나라를 좀
So many countries they have visited in a very short period of time.
1년이면 꽤 많은데.
In a year they are visiting so many countries.
이렇게 펼쳐나갈 영적 장수들
So such spiritual warriors we need. Because of the world mission.
지구상에는 한 220개
There are about like more than 220 countries. About 220 countries.
거기를 다 이루려고 하면
And to preach the gospel to those countries, we need those such you know, spiritual warriors.
몇몇 가지고는 어느 세월에 다녀요.
Just a few will not do that job.
주님 오실 때는 그렇게 많지 않는
When the Lord comes back, the time the Lord comes back is very near. So the warriors who will participate in the ministry, the money to finance these powerful ministries, and the members that pray and obey. With the support of money, I mean without the support of money, you know, we cannot do anything. When we go to a ministry trip, mission trip, we don't receive, you know, money, right, from those countries, right? I was told that, you know, some pastors gathered money to give it to me when I went overseas mission. And then I refused it, and I said, when did I ask for it? What I want is the people to listen to the gospel and become Christians. That's what I want. And I refuse them all. In Pakistan, in Honduras, and other countries as well. I never accepted it. We have to do our mission, world mission, with our own finance. If we receive offerings from them, those people cannot receive grace. We have to do mission with our own money to preach the gospel. When Apostle Paul went out to preach the gospel, when Apostle Peter preached the gospel, did they receive money? Only by the power of God, the Father God gave to them. Of course, they were treated because thanks to the power, but they were not paid. According to the Bible, we are following the examples of the Bible. So we are not, we don't receive any kind of payment for the overseas crusades. And it's not allowed. It cannot be tolerated. We refuse them all. So, because of that, people now acknowledge that we don't do our mission to earn money. But this church is only concentrated on preaching the gospel and saving souls. They now are confident about it. That's why the Christianity in Israel is so reviving now. And the finance and the members that pray and obey. Even if there is support of money, if the members do not pray and obey, we cannot accomplish it. To accomplish the world mission, we need members who can pray and obey, and you can receive blessing too. Father God will give you blessing on Christmas. And you may not realize it because it's not given in terms of money. Thank you. Since it's invisible, you may not recognize it, but Father God has prepared for it. In your workplace or your business, Father God has prepared for it. And Father God blesses you according to your faith. So a month later, 2 months later, your salary got increased, or you're promoted, or you got successful business, you realize it. And you realize you receive blessing. And this will begin starting from Christmas. And you know, Father God will bless you in the Lunar New Year Day too. In coming in the Christmas, Father God is pleased. Father God said, you know, He would bless all the members. Father God said He would bless me first. And Father God said, you know, He would bless me through the people of the world, and the blessing will be shared among members of your church, said God. So after you hear it, now examine it. A month later, 2 months later, you will realize that, aha, my tithe increased. Even though the economic situation in this country is not good enough, but Father God is blessing us and we are receiving blessing. You will realize it. And you will receive blessing 30, 60, 100 times more than you have sown. So when you sow, at least you will receive blessing pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's a double the blessing, more than double. Now, would you be enough? You should receive 30, 60, or 100 times more, right? So press down, running and shaking together and running over. And if you want to receive more, your spirit and soul get along well and get prosperous, and your faith should increase, then blessing will become greater. If you want to receive 100 times more blessing, then you should come into whole spirit, and deeds and faith should follow. Then you will receive 100 times more blessing. Otherwise, you will receive 20 or 30 times more blessing. According to your faith and what you have sown, you will receive blessing. You will surely receive it, because Father God will work for sure. So it's up to your deed. If you didn't obey, if you didn't sow, then blessing will not be there. So these five conditions should be met by a church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the flow of the end time, we have so much knowledge and many theories, development of science and materialism. It's not at all easy to change the hearts of people in this world and in this trend. Furthermore, when I heard the news, there were people who were against impeachment. There are people who asked for impeachment, and there were others too who were against impeachment. What I'm worrying about is there will be some, you know, struggle among those two parties, but it shouldn't happen. But there are people against it. And they say we're against the impeachment. Current president, is she worse than previous presidents? Did she kill? Did she torture people? Did she do any evil acts? Did she, you know, got money? Did she, you know, do harm to many businesses or entrepreneurs? Does the current president do that? And these are the sayings of the people who are against the impeachment. I'm not taking side of anyone. I can't. Because there are so many people of evil. There are so many people around the president. I'm not taking side of anybody. Remember those in the previous presidents. Is she any worse than them? She's better than those presidents. That's what the people against the impeachment say. So do not listen to just one side. You have to listen to both. And you have to discern it by the truth and goodness. You know, I cannot find good side. The people who request for impeachment and those who are against impeachment, I cannot find good people. I cannot find goodness in them. But you should listen to both, and you have to discern it well by the truth. Now, what is the goodness? You have to discern goodness by the truth. If you can, then you will see there is no people of goodness. Maybe just a couple. I know one who is of goodness. She is rather, of goodness, but I hope that there are more people like her. So our male members, don't, be a part of like this. You should discern it by the truth. Furthermore, so many people don't want to acknowledge God exists. Leading them to the Lord can be done only when such a great measure of justice is filled up. To save the mankind, God the Father filled up the measure of justice by sacrificing His only begotten Son on the cross. And at this end time, a measure of justice must be filled up one more time to save the countless souls that are going the way of death. For this reason, God the Father guided me to fill up the measure of justice through unimaginable sacrifice for the last 6 years. At first, I thought it was just the process to meet the justice for the souls of my men. But as time passed, I witnessed that the coverage of the justice was expanded to all the souls around the world, as well as the Christian community in Korea. And it means there were more and bigger steps that I had to take to fill up the measure of justice. And finally, The fruits began to be born as a result of those sacrifices. God is beginning to show us that from 2017, such fruits will also be born through our domestic and overseas ministry work. Then, what specifically should we pray for regarding Korean churches and overseas ministry in 2017? First, we have to pray that those who are prepared will be revealed. There are people in the world who are prepared by God. When the time comes, they should be revealed. At the time of King Ahab, in the northern kingdom of Israel, people were worshiping idols and prophets of God were killed. It was a dark era. Elijah showed the living God by bringing down fire from heaven. But the force standing against God was still so strong that Elijah felt alone and his life was threatened. When Elijah prayed about this situation, God said in 1 Kings 19:18, "Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." God the Father said the same kind of thing will take place at this end time as well. He said, "Such people will be revealed and begin to help me." It's not only about Korea, but all over the world. And there are so many people around the world who have been revealed. But that's not enough. We need more. Wherever I went, I found those people who helped me. And I could see those people who helped me financially too. Even though I helped the church finance, I'm not paid by the church. But Father God prepared those people in every corner of the world, and Father God works with them. I said, I've met many people who are ready and in cooperation with them. We've been accomplishing world mission greatly. Also, there are still many people who love me and who are waiting for me to begin my domestic ministry. Now we should pray that more of these people will be revealed and connected to us. And for this to happen, the news about me and our church should be delivered not just all over the country, but to all the corners of the world as much as possible. Of course, the holiness gospel and the power of God are being delivered all over the world. But the magnitude and coverage must increase much more. And for that, pastors and the workers who prepare the way for me will become very busy. Of course, God the Father said, we will have overseas crusades for each continent. We cannot just go for one country alone. It will be a united crusades of many countries on the same continent. So it is a continent-wide crusade. But many countries will unite. You cannot go to countries to conduct crusades. So Father God mentioned about the continent-wise crusade. As I watched the bishops in Africa, I thought it would be possible to conduct such crusades. All those bishops ask us to come to their countries. And they said, we will unite among with other countries. Would you accept our invitation? For such crusades to take place, many assistant pastors and workers have to make known the shepherd and his powerful ministry. For this reason, we have to pray for the pastors to conduct such ministries, the workers who will take care of different things, and also for the singers and performers. The organization should be able to prepare the way for the shepherd more efficiently through cooperation. When the time comes, you know, there will be people who will be in charge, not only pastors, but also singers and dancers. They will be revealed, and they have to be prepared. You have to pray for them. Say, performing arts committee, you shouldn't sway back and forth. Don't change your mind. If you don't change your mind and keep faith, you will see great blessing. Unimaginable blessing, glorious blessing will be upon you. However, when you change your mind, when you break your vow, you know, you are not forced to make a vow. You did it, but you changed your mind and you come up with excuses. I didn't want to make a vow, but the whole team was making a vow, so I had to follow. It's an excuse you shouldn't make. It's not an excuse before Father God. You know, you should, you know, refuse it if you didn't want it. But you follow the team vow, and you break the vow later on. Those who are not breaking a vow but keep going, it's such a great blessing. So in the Bible, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the chapter of marriage, if you love Father God only, you are not swayed back and forth, but you live your life only for Father God. And such people are blessed. It is a blessing. But those who are not married are blessed. So those who are married, most of you are married. But those who are not married are more blessed. That's what the Bible says. Because they can love Father God all the more. Only Father God. So when you go to heaven, you realize what kind of blessing you will receive. It is mentioned in the Revelation of John. Those who love Father God foremost of all, those who live their lives only for Father God, and Father God will not ignore them. Such a great blessing is waiting for them. And on top of that, as singers and dancers, you are greatly used for Father God's kingdom. So, blessing for you is not small. It will be great, enormous. That's why the church is treating you, and this church has to treat you like that. Because you're going to receive such a glorious, such glory in heaven. I myself personally do it, but this church should be able to do that too. Financial committee, did you say amen? You have to. That's how you please Father God. You help those and respect those who are helping the Father God's kingdom greatly. So, the plague of merit and plague of appreciation, you know, they should receive them. And such, you know, a plague will become great plague in heaven. And you will be the plague of appreciation and glorious plague in heaven forever and ever. The visitors will see it. For the name of God, in the name of God, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the shepherd, the plague was given, and it is decorated beautifully, and everybody can see it. That's the first thing they will see when visitors come in, and you will become their glory. When people visit their house, that's why they are glorified forever and ever, because of that one plague. Because many visitors will see it and they will be thankful. They will worship those in the people. Because they, because the, such in a place were given in the name of the Father and the Lord and the Shepherd. It cannot be compared with anything of the world. But why are you tempted and deceived by the trivial worldly things? Whenever I see them, I have pity on them. I took pity on them. I myself personally helped people, helped overseas ministry. For the last 2 weeks, I helped a lot. Even I did so. Do I have any jewels on my body? Do I have any expensive jewels or watches? Got nothing. Ties, they're all gifts. But do you think I put on a shabby suit? But even though I'm not saying that it is a good thing to do, I'm not telling you you should follow what I'm saying, what I'm doing. Well, you can, you know, you can enjoy whatever you earn. However, what I'm saying is, if I can afford it, I'd rather spend it for Father God's glory. I would rather help more people with the money that I can spend on myself. That's why I don't buy such stuff for myself. I'm not saying, you know, I hate them. But it is more joy to help ministry and to help needed people. It is more desirable, and it is I'm happier to help Father God's kingdom, to help those people in need. I'm happier when I do that. I'm not saying if you, you know, buy things for yourself is wrong. I'm not criticizing it. Even though you got like gold earrings or gold and like in a piercing on your nose and gold rings, I don't stop you. And I don't even tell you why you did that, but you are behaving well, right? I don't think, you know, there is anybody who can do that, but, you know, I don't scold such people even if you do so. Your organization should be able to prepare the way for the shepherd more efficiently through cooperation. When we prepare ourselves in this way, the flow of world and situations will go in a way that they will increasingly need us. When I say it like this, you may think, would it happen tomorrow? The day after tomorrow? Don't think like that. When it is preached from this altar, it will be accomplished. But whether it can be tomorrow or next year, or 2 years later, you have to wait. However, it will be surely accomplished. You have to watch the flow. I'm not saying it will be done overnight. But, you know, these things, which are reality now, will take place soon. There will be natural disasters and fear of various diseases that cannot be controlled by human power. There will also be people who still long for truth and desire to see the works of God, and there will be people who pray for the gospel to be spread all over the world by God's mercy and love. As all these things will be combined, Man Min's ministry will purify the Christian community in Korea and furthermore bring about the wind of the Holy Spirit all over the world. Let me conclude this message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I and Man Min have been preparing ourselves for a long time. Our pastors who go to other countries, when I watch Mommy magazine, so many people in other countries are waiting for us, waiting for this church. They want to listen to our gospel. They want to see the power of God, the works of God's power. I think you can feel it too. Mommy and I have been preparing ourselves for a long time, but it's only God the Father who makes the right circumstances and sets the timing. God gave us this prayer title, Korean Churches and Overseas Ministry, for the new year 2017, which means measure of justice is filled and it's time. A couple of years ago, Father God said, it's time for you to go to Korean churches. And you will do this and do that. And Father God mentioned it. However, even if Father God said so, I don't think it's time to do it right now. I believe that what Father God said will be fulfilled. And I have to prepare for it. I have to be prepared. That's what I think when Father God says so. Since Father God said it, it will be done next year. I don't think like that. Why? If you read the Bible, then you will find similar things. Even though it seemed to be happen right away, they seem to go into Canaan land quickly, but it took 40 years. You have to understand this, pastors and workers. When Father God said, wage a war against them, and I will put them in your hand. Say, for example, and they will be submissive to you. I will put them into your hand. When Father God said, but you seem to be destroyed. Well, was it Israel? So they waged the war, but they were defeated. Many Israelites were killed. But Father God said to them, do it again. Now go, and I'll put them in your hand. And they believed it, and they waged the war again, but they were defeated again. 3 times they did. Now, our pastors should understand why Father God mentioned it, and you have to correctly understand what's happening. Then you can visit your members correctly and make them understand it correctly. Without understanding it, you cannot help your people. You have to examine their situation and help them. So pastors, you have to pray fervently, arm yourself with the Word of God. You have to have the deep understanding of these things. Why Father God said so, but why Father God said otherwise in other times. You have to understand this in order not to make a mistake, but correctly do your ministry. So there are such chances, and the chances are that you can find those cases in the Bible. Some members said, God mentioned it once, but it was not fulfilled. There must be a reason why it wasn't fulfilled. You have to understand why it wasn't fulfilled. Without it, you cannot find the answer. If God wants it, everything will be done very quickly, and God's glory will be revealed all over the world, as said in Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And Isaiah 60:3 that says, nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising, will be fulfilled precisely. We will bear the fruits that cannot be compared to the ones we've been bearing until now. And I'm not the only one who's doing this ministry. We are all doing it together. Those who are participating will receive blessing not only in this country, but also in heaven forever and ever. It's time to begin our march with full strength. All Mami members, let's rise and march on together. May you and I accomplish the kingdom of God greatly in this country and in the whole world. In the name of our Father and the Lord God Almighty, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. You know the time is near. You have been prepared. You have prepared yourself. But there are still things we are short of. There are a couple of things among five conditions. But I believe that it will be met. All our members should become obedient. Most of you obey, but there are still people who do not obey. We have to be united as one and obey as one. There are some people who do not obey. There are members who still are deceived by the world, who befriend the world. I don't think I can find such people. There are people who are still deceived. But that's the one condition I can recall now that we haven't met yet among those five conditions. Once it's cleared, once we met those five conditions, I mean, such time will come. I'll pray. Father God, lay your hands on them. Give them fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit and surround them with the light. Give them power. Father, let them receive faith and life through this message and let them receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I have explained things that we have to accomplish together. Father, let them take it by faith, bless them, so that they can accomplish them all together. Father God, thank you. Please give them health, both in spirit and body. Lay your hands on them in infirmities, so that they can receive blessing. All the infirmities go away. May the light come. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. May the light come. Father, bless Joe Oki of Japan to be healed of liver cancer. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and may the light come. Burn the cancer by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless Diane of Sweden to lose fat and give her the strength of control. Bless Harold of Sweden to be healed of unfocusing disorder. Bless Nyamdo Lam of Mongolia to be healed of various diseases. Bless Batjaizu of Mongolia to be healed of kidney pain and chest pain. Bless Enghe Saruol to be healed of a chronic disease. Bless Wang Shupang, Peng Airong, and Zheng Chutan to be healed of liver disease and thyroid diseases. Bless Zhang Su Shu to be healed of thyroid diseases. Bless Zhang Su Long. Bless Zhang Shulong, bless Li Shuin, bless Wen Shupang to be healed of thyroid diseases, heart diseases, brain bleeding, and pain in the legs, and blood problem. Bless Zhu Chen Shou to be healed of a headache and dizziness. Bless Lin Tong Yi to be healed of headache and laziness, to be healed of headache. Bless Zhou Weiping to be healed of cataract, as well as Ying Mei Wen for the same disease. Bless Ge Zhen Li and bless Lu Bao Wei to be healed of eye disease and bless Zhuang Zhen Fan to be healed of nerve problem. Bless Liu Weirin, who is about to be delivered soon. And let this baby grow up well. Let Jang Won-chun to be healed of heart disease and lung disease. Bless Chin Guan Nong to be healed of heart disease and lung problem. Bless Ju Ring to be healed of colon disease. Bless Wang Wing-en to be healed of language problem. Bless Zhao Ping to be healed of disc. Bless Yang Peng Wen to be healed of nostrils. Bless Zhen Xiaorong, Dao Xiangbing, Zhen Jin Nongxie to be healed of gastric ulcer and hemorrhage. Bless Chen Shu Wen to be healed of breast cancer. Bless Shang Shu Ting to be healed of vagina. Cancer. Bless Tang Wei Sun to be healed of thyroid diseases. And heart disease. Bless Wu Chun Shan to be healed of mental disease as well as Wang Yang Hai Dao. Bless Tang Shu Ying and Dao Cheng Mei to be healed of Parkinson's disease and gastric ulcer. Bless Zhao Jin to be healed of lung cancer. Bless Li Bei Yang to be healed of skin diseases. Bless Zhou Shilao to be able to sell the house well quickly. Bless Zhao Chunong to quit homosexuality. Homosexuality go away. May the light come. Father, let it completely cut it off. Bless Lin Junsha to sold ministry. Bless In Victory readers and viewers and TVN Russia viewers. Bless them transcending space and time and give answer to their prayer requests. Please heal them, let their faith increase and evangelize them and bless their homework and business. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.